855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. All the features that are there for you are free. So enjoy freetalklive.com. You can create the content on the site. All you have to do to participate is get an account. They're free. And then find something that you want to share with our listeners, maybe a YouTube video, news article, blog post. Submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears in the upcoming stories page where you can vote on the other things that people have submitted to the site. Vote up or vote down, whether you like or dislike. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site. So go and get interactive. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Here tonight is Ian.
Bradley.
And Mark.
Going to your phone calls and then more about the California bankruptcy situation, which is currently developing, multiple cities on the brink of and or filing in the middle of filing bankruptcy. But first, Vince is in Indy listening to WXNT. Hey, Vince.
Hello, Ian and Mark and Bradley.
Hey, yeah.
That's right.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I want to point something up to you. It's in the rules of the court here in New Hampshire. It's called the collection processes for small claims judges. And it goes through a process here, you know, where the plaintiff can be awarded a judgment if someone doesn't pay their bills, but it can be done by default or by confessed by the defendant. And then, you know, then they go through, you know, they can schedule periodic payments, a filing fee for the plaintiff, which then is put on to the defendant. But it also says here the court can conduct payment hearings, and if the defendant fails to appear or there's proof of service, the plaintiff may request an order of arrest.
Okay,
and they've been
really
able to do this now since the late 70s, so.
Yeah, I've arrested people for those before.
All right, so if somebody is in an agreement to make a payment and then there's a payment hearing and they don't show up, they could be arrested for it.
They could be arrested for it, yes. It's been,
gotcha.
In effect, but, I mean, I thought we had laws against debtors' prison.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I could see the conflict there.
Well, wouldn't the arrest be for the purpose of getting that person in front of the judge, not to put them in prison?
The purpose of the at least the warrants that I'm familiar with is the warrants are issued with the cash bail amount being the amount in controversy. So if you sue somebody in the small claims system, which is it's sort of a combination of common law in Chapter 503 under New Hampshire law, and if you sue somebody and they don't comply with the the court ordered payments, the court's next step is to issue an arrest warrant, and the police will arrest you, and the bail commissioner will come and say will say that okay, $500 cash bail, and that goes to the court and goes to the other person in the matter.
The plaintiff or
yes,
whatever.
Right.
But so the arrest in that case is not to put the person in jail. They're not being charged with anything, right?
So
they're
it's just a collection situation?
It's a coercive collections,
right,
you know, process.
Well, the idea would be if they're not showing up to the court hearing, the payment hearing, then the arrest would be to bring them to court, would it not?
Well, I think what the caller is speaking about is once there is a judgment, right, caller?
Yeah, once there's a judgment issue by the court there.
But you said that it was also at the point of a payment hearing, so there was already a judgment, and then they have a hearing on the payment status, right?
Right. Yeah, so I mean, how if somebody legitimately was wronged somehow and they win money in court, and then a person refuses to pay, I mean, how else in the state system would these things be enforced? I realize, Ian and Mark, I mean, you gentlemen probably would prefer much more of a less coercive way, but, you know, these small claims things, they typically involve a breach of contract.
Right, yeah. I think that if you've agreed to a payment schedule and you aren't showing up to explain why you haven't made a payment, then it's not unreasonable to bring you in front of that particular hearing, and that's what it sounds like the purpose of this arrest is. It's not to sock you in a jail cell.
I think the best thing to do is hit their credit. But
well, yeah, but also, you know, there might be, if we're asking the question of, well, what would this look like in the absence of the state, then you know, maybe there would be collateral put up, maybe there would be some sort of insurance, maybe there, or maybe, you know, maybe the part of the agreement would be that you'd be going into a cage, you'd be going to work, some sort of a work camp where you, you know, when you're on the outside, you have the ability to make payments on your own and, you know, set up whatever the agreement is, but if you break that agreement, then you know that you'll be placed into some sort of a work camp where you won't be able to make as much for yourself alongside of the money that you'd be making for the person that you are paying off in that case. So you have an incentive to not go to the work camp, right? You want to stay out. You want to stay in your current job. You want to make your payments on time, and then that'll keep you from going
to
work.
But, I mean, there are still people, Ian, that, you know, if they are sentenced in a hypothetical voluntary society, if they're mm-hmm. sentenced to a work camp to make restitution, there are people out there who are going to say, you know, pound sand.
Oh, right. I was only talking about somebody who'd made an agreement. So the person going to the work camp would have already agreed that if they violated the terms of payment, that they could be put into a work camp.
Yeah.
So that would be part of their agreement. But you're right. You can't get, blood from a stone. And if you are in a situation where somebody has wronged you and they have nothing to take and they have nothing, you know, they're not going to earn money and they're not going to send anything your way, then that's a situation where insurance claims could come into play, where you insure whatever it is against loss, insure yourself against loss or your house or whatever it is we're talking about here that's been damaged, then the insurance company will pay out the claim.
Right.
So then you'll be made whole, and then it'll be in the insurance company's interest to try to extract whatever sort of restitution from the aggressor in the case. Am I making sense? That the insurance company could...
You're making sense. I just think that... And again, caller, I mean, I'm sorry if we sort of, you know,
Vince,
I'm sorry if we sort of went off base, but I really don't have too much of a problem with this particular circumstance. I mean, if it happened to you, I'm sorry that you had to go through it.
I can't say I do either. I mean, it's a contract violation in that case.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you had to go through it, but, I mean, what can you
do? I don't know if Vince went through it. I think he was just bringing up the code.
Oh, okay.
Anything else, Vince?
No, I was just bringing up the code up there because
Just for the sake of discussion. Appreciate your call tonight, Vince. Thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling from China.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Gene? What's on your mind tonight?
Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Good. Thanks to my magic jack.
I was wondering.
Yeah. So I've noticed quite a few changes this time when I came to China. Number one, you remember I've been on a quest for over 5 or 6 years to find a stop sign in China.
Mm-hmm.
this time we went through Chengdu, and they actually have some stop signs in China. First time I saw one,
wow.
It was at a U-turn, stop U-turn thing. I don't know what that meant, but then I saw another one. Several more that were at intersections which had stoplights, but they also had stop signs. And then I realized that the purpose of the sign was to show where the stop line was on the street where mm-hmm. you're supposed to stop when the light's red.
So were they octagonal, so any of these signs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's the same octagonal red stop sign, but it's, instead of saying stop in English, it's got the Chinese character for stop.
That's interesting.
That makes more sense.
It's sort of like the universal sign.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they would have a universal shape and style to stop signs in China. That's interesting.
But then I did find an intersection where they actually had stop signs that were meant to be used as here in the U.S., where they were just a stop sign, no light.
Hmm.
But, of course, the reason that I was amazed that there would that there were no stop signs is because the Chinese people won't stop. And that is absolutely 100% true.
So they were ignoring the stop signs?
Yes. Nobody ever stopped for a stop sign.
So
and, they're kind
how
of
come they don't have wrecks in their...
even put them up.
I'm sorry. How come they don't have wrecks in the middle of their crossroads?
Well, I've brought this up in the past. You know, stop signs, we use them all over the U.S., and when I realized that there weren't any in China, things started clicking in my head, and I said, well, how come we're not having mayhem in China where everybody's dying in these intersections? And I came to the conclusion that the reality is people are not going to go through an intersection if they're without endanger their lives. So if you enter an intersection, you're entering that intersection with full knowledge of what the traffic flow is. At least you should be, and if you're not, then you probably deserve to get executed and taken out of the gene pool.
If you've got some more Chinese observations, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Gene, by the way, likes to call from China a couple times a year. I guess he goes once or twice a year to visit some
Americans family. Americans know much about China.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear what's going on over there. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,564.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,603.75, $801.87 for a half ounce, or $400.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,603.75, $801.87, and $400.94.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them to you. And those features include archives and the bulletin board system. The BBS allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
LegalZoom.com is a great website. If you need to get some kind of common legal document, whatever that might be, whether it's a patent, will, trademark, You need to register an LLC, get a living trust, or, you know, whatever it is that you need to do. I needed to do a will at one point and went over there. It was fast and easy. Brad, I know you've used the LegalZoom site also.
I have. I won a trademark in front of the USPTO using LegalZoom.
Excellent. What's a USPTO?
The United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Oh, well, good.
Yep.
And, you know, they make it easy for you. And if you use coupon code FTL, you can save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com. Fortune Magazine's called them blessedly simple. And they are. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
Yes, I highly recommend them. They're great.
We go back to Gene the Christian Anarchist calling from China. Gene, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you said that, as I pointed out before, you've called a number of times over the years from China to kind of give us, an inside look into what things are like over there, what is life like, some of the day-to-day things that maybe people take for granted or aren't sure what the differences are between countries. You said that you finally have found stop signs. You'd never seen them before this trip?
That is correct, and you know, I'm kind of old. I remember back around circa 1960 when we didn't have very many stop signs in the U.S. We used a lot of yield signs at intersections,
mm-hmm.
but I think the powers that be decided that stop signs are a great form of revenue, so therefore
yeah.
we've seen them popping up everywhere.
Indeed, and that's what they're all about, because there's this law, you know, the law is written so that you have to come to a full and complete rock-back stop at every stop sign, and if you don't do such a thing, then the guys with the cars with the silly blue lights on top, they're going to be able to give you a ticket for, you know, $50, $100,
$150. Now, I certainly will agree that traffic enforcement is used frequently across this country to generate revenue. But what I will also tell you is that I have personally investigated hundreds of car accidents where people have failed to stop mm-hmm. and have seriously hurt other people.
Oh, sure. I bet that's true, too.
So, I mean, from a public policy standpoint, what is the best way to address this? You know, obviously, the intended point of having stop signs is to keep people safe. Obviously, people don't always stop at them. I've heard a really good idea about turning stop signs in a geographic area into yield signs.
I like that idea.
Well, that would totally
exactly
work.
What I mean, that's the way it was when I was young. But you see, in China, you've got 2 billion people and a huge growing population that are now capable of buying and driving cars, and they are. I mean, the population, the number of cars on the road is staggering over here. Most of the intersections are the smaller intersections are completely uncontrolled. People manage to get through them without killing each other. You don't need stop signs to make to go through an intersection safely.
Here's a question I've got from all your observations. It sounds like you've been doing a lot of driving around China. How many times do you see, because one of the things you talked about in the past was police officers there, apparently the beat cops don't carry guns. How many times when you're driving around...
It's a communist country. The cops don't have guns.
How many times do you see the police pulling someone over on the side of the road? Like, you know, when you're driving in cities in the U.S. and on the roads, you'll constantly see, you know, a cop on the side of the road with his lights on, pulled somebody over, probably ticketing them or threatening them or doing who knows what. But you see it all the time. I mean, it's a common occurrence. Is it common over there, or what's the deal?
It is almost unheard of over here. In fact,
awesome.
In Chengdu, we stayed at a youth hostel for the first time, and I kind of like youth hostels, by the way.
Mm.
But I met a guy there who has spent 3 months here in China, and he bought himself a motor scooter. And he never bothered to get a driver's license or anything like that. He says he just drives wherever he wants because he's never seen anybody pulled over. In all my time here, I've never seen anybody pulled over other than
wow.
on a street corner because they'll typically have a cop sitting at a intersection, and if he sees somebody that he thinks violated some law, which, I mean, here you really got to be violating a law to get pulled over because nobody follows them anyway. But sometimes
awesome.
They will pull a car over by just flagging him down. You know, a guy on the street will flag him down and say, pull over here.
Gene,
of course,
have you
they use cameras here extensively. They use a lot of cameras for speed enforcement and red light enforcement, and they simply mail you a picture of you driving through an intersection with the light red, and then you have to pay the fine. So there's really not much in the way of due process here. They just send you a picture, and you better send in the fine.
Gene, have you ever heard of Falun Gong?
Yes,
isn't that
of course.
Christian group?
Well, it's called the Dharma Wheel Practice. It's it's like a religious practice in China that in 1999 they started putting people in prison for. So if you practice the wrong religion, so I guess on one hand, you know, traffic enforcement may be light in China, but you know, it remains a police state under a communist rule.
Oh, sure.
You practice the wrong religion, you know, and they'll put you in jail.
Well, I don't think that. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I am the Christian anarchist, and I don't take that title lightly. And certainly, the communist thugs are as bad or worse than the U.S. thugs in many regards. But in
isn't
some
it,
regards,
isn't it dangerous to say that stuff while you're in China?
Well, I've said it for 18 years, and so far it hasn't bothered me any. In fact, the taxi drivers here are quite free to tell you that they don't like the communist thugs either. So in China, it's okay to gripe about the government and complain, but not stand on a street corner with a sign. That's not all.
Got it.
Always interesting, Gene. Anything else you want to share from your travel?
Well, this last trip, I was absolutely amazed. The thing that struck me most is the clear air in China. Right now, I'm looking out the window here in Beijing, and I can see for miles. And this is something I've never seen in China in the past 18 years. The air's always been filthy and horrible.
And have you always been in Beijing, or have you been in different areas?
Well, this trip, we were in Chengdu, Beijing, and Wuhan, and all of them had clear blue skies, and it's just... I'm amazed at it. I'd never seen this before. Huh. So I don't know what they did, but somehow they managed to clean up the air quite a bit.
Air scrubbers.
Maybe, very good, Gene. Maybe they've used air scrubbers.
Have a safe trip back. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I just think it's interesting how different countries work and how they crack down in one area, they're really lax in another. And if laxity works in some particular area, then, you know, why would it? What does one need to be handing out tickets for stops, rolling through stop signs? I mean, I agree that if somebody doesn't yield and they cause an accident as a result from not stopping at a stop sign, that person's liable as far as I'm concerned. There should be, you know, yield signs, but too often it seems like police use the opportunity, and I'm sure that they're put out to do this. This is their boss, this is the corruption coming from the top. You know, they're out there looking for people rolling through stop signs, but they're not going to give those same tickets to, often the city politicians are not going to give those tickets to other police officers and their families, and they never give it to somebody who's in a police car.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. I saw one of those thin blue line stickers today as I was tooling about.
They use it as, to warn people off. It's like cop propellant or something.
All right, so you take control. Bring up what you want. Also, more about the California bankruptcy situation. Multiple cities on the brink of or in the middle of filing bankruptcy. We'll tell you more about that in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give to you. And they include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all of that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines, and Jason Osborne, the principal of SACL CAI, or one of them, wants to remind you to share an episode of Free Talk Live every week on your Facebook page, your Twitter page. It's a great way to, you know, share something you enjoy with your friends. It's, you know, you just go, you can get the last 7 episodes at freetalklive.com right there at the top of the page, or you can go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the last 6 years worth. So there you go. Archives.freetalklive.com. If you want to find out more about SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
To the phones, to the fun. We'll talk to Robbie, listening in Little Rock to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, I just wanted to say, as an evangelical, I think it would be a huge waste of time for the Ron Paul people to put their, try to co-opt the Republican Party, because it hasn't worked for us. And basically what we've turned out as evangelicals for the last 20, 25 years are the useful idiots for the Republican Party. Mitt Romney will say, you know, on one hand, this is what it's gotten us. Mitt Romney will say, I believe life begins at conception. Well, obviously he does, and that's why he was at the guy who is the owner of the drug company who makes the morning after pill. He was at his house because obviously those lives need to be ended, and he had a $50,000 fundraiser there. So, you know, when he says, I believe life begins at conception, he believes that. That's why they need the morning after pill, so he can get rid of the kids. And so I guess what I'm saying is, you know, they use us as the useful idiots, and what they'll do with the Ron Paul people is they'll do the same.
So you feel like that it hasn't been true that the evangelicals have had an effect on the Republican Party?
I don't believe it has been true because they'll pass lip service, and at the end of the day, they'll say, well, you know, what are you going to do? You got to vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, what happens when Obama becomes the lesser of two evils? Because quite honestly, everything that we evangelicals hear about Obama, Romney has a record of in the past.
Well, right. I mean, you know, when it comes to voting for one of these two characters, and I wouldn't recommend it, but when it comes to that, you know, the devil you know. At least you know what to expect from Barack Obama, and then you don't exactly know what Mitt Romney is going to be like.
I don't think there's any good reason either.
Well, what I tell my fellow evangelicals is that which is more dangerous, biblically speaking, a wolf or a wolf sheep clothing? We know Obama says that he wants to do all these evil things that we're afraid of, but yet, so we know what we're dealing with is him, whereas Romney says he doesn't want to do those things, but yet he has done them in the past, and he has a record of it, but yet he says, I don't want to do it to us, and then goes behind our back and does it anyway.
Rachel Maddow has some great coverage of what the Mitt Romney has said in the past and done in the past, and how, you know, it's just completely speaking out of both sides of his mouth. You know,
of course,
you know, just whatever
well,
you want to hear.
Obama did the same thing when he was running in 2008.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of pro-lifers, for evangelicals, they'll point out the horrible things that that Obama's done, American Right to Life, which is basically the you have National Right to Life. They're kind of like the NRA. Then you have American Right to Life, just like Gun Owners of America. So it's the people who don't have a seat at the table but want to turn the table. So they'll point out the true history.
Is there anything? Is there another issue that evangelicals are big on besides being pro-life? I mean, I don't know. Is that the reason that they got involved? Is that the one issue? Is it a single issue kind of thing?
Well, the big thing with us is that if the right to life is not acknowledged, then liberty or the right to own guns, how are we going to have those?
So that is
the first thing. So if someone as a pro-life evangelical, I see that if someone who is not dedicated enough to the most innocent of life, how are they? How can I expect them to go to bat for me, who is someone who is flawed and fallen, and who has lived a life and made mistakes? So therefore, justifying, you know, they can always if they can justify killing someone who's innocent and hasn't done anything, of course they can justify a way of getting over on me. That's kind of a social Darwinist.
So, my question is if there's only one yardstick by which a Republican candidate can be pro-evangelical or pro-moral majority or pro, you know, whatever term we want to use here, then there's a lot of there's that much more opportunity for failure, because if they weren't successful, because Bush was in there for 8 years saying the same thing, didn't do anything really.
Right, and that's the one thing they use for us, which we know that, you know, Bush, he funded Planned Parenthood. There were more federal dollars that went to Planned Parenthood under George Bush than there was under any other president before that. I'm sure there's more going now because of this continuity, but, you know, the snowball keeps getting bigger. But George Bush was no friend to the pro-lifers, even though he did pay good lip service.
How many of the evangelical community are as aware of these things as you are? I mean, it sounds
not
like
very many. That's
okay.
The problem, because that's the big, big problem, is, and that's why I tend to have great. I don't like to debate, so to speak, people who aren't say a Democrat. I'll have I tend to debate a Republican who is a Christian much more than I will a Democrat who's an atheist, because it's kind of hard for me to debate someone who doesn't have a biblical understanding, because the things I'll throw at them, we're just kind of apples and oranges to someone. But say someone who has the same background and stands the same circle I do, then I can get further with them as far as convincing them why they shouldn't vote for the Republican. And then at the end of the day, it's always a lesser of two evils.
Although not particularly on point with what you're saying, I personally think that abortion is the black hole of like libertarian argument, because on one hand you have people who like yourself who firmly believe that, you know, a fertilized egg is a human being. On other hand, you have people who object to any force being used against somebody who's pregnant. So it's like it goes around and around, even with people who believe very firmly in liberty. So
like on this show,
yes.
I want to say to them is that the argument is not when does life begin, because we obviously know that life begins at conception, because something is growing. I mean, even a fungus is alive. So the question is, when do rights begin? When do liberties begin? And that's the fundamental
And that's a good
argument.
Question. You're right about that. So that is a good question.
That's the fundamental
I say
argument.
That,
not when does life begin, but when do liberty begin? Because anybody who is, has a science understanding knows that life begins at conception.
The answer seems obvious. I mean, you don't have liberty if you are in a cage, and while you're in the womb, you certainly don't have liberty at that point. So I would say,
which is the most dangerous place in the world in America for a child to be.
Agreed, but you know, an infant is still is dependent on its mother. So, do you think that it's moral for a mother just to take an infant home and then cease to do anything for it? I mean, it's not in the womb anymore.
No, I don't think that's moral. No.
Okay, so it's more. So, at the point when they're out of the womb, then it's okay. Then at that point, you have some kind of social obligation to take care of and care for and keep alive an infant.
I think that you have an obligation to some level of society to, you know, to not abuse another human being. Yeah, I think that you'd be better off offering.
No, that's not abuse. You're not touching them.
I think that it's neglect, and you'd be better off
neglect.
Not.
Neglect implies an obligation, my friend. And if there's an obligation, does that obligation only come when your head passes through a vagina?
You ask good questions,
Mark. Let me ask this too. We all are given due process. And so, and according to the Constitution, that we're supposed to have our due process. We're
supposed to
have our day in court. Just like the murderer who's convicted of murder, he gets the chance for appeal. But let us give the child in the womb 18 years of appeal before he receives his sentence.
Man, the abortion issue really makes my head hurt.
Robbie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Relatively level-headed evangelical compared to some of the ones we've
talked
to. 855-450.
Call back, Robbie.
1-855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which order are you going to obey?
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign if you're going to rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey. Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. You ain't going to make it.
Wait
a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. What you want here in the remaining moments at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Learn how there you can get a free bumper sticker for Free Talk Live. In addition to that, you can also download web graphics and even high-res graphics regarding our logo and the font that we use for Free Talk Live. All the tools you'll need to create your own Free Talk Live
stuff,
whatever. It's all there for you. Feel free to utilize it. There's downloadable flyers as well and more. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Ed, listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Ed, go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Hey, you know, these people that talk about abortion, which, you know, I'm not saying I'm for it, but, you know, it is brutal, but women have to deal with that, and that's all I got to say about that. But 20,000 kids die every day across the world, like Mark said, and they have passed through the vagina. But these people hardly ever talk about that. Think about 25,000 kids every day die across the world just due to lack of, you know, good water, a few antibiotics and stuff, and, you know, well, mosquito net.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, Ed, but it's so difficult to deal with international charities because so often the money will get eaten up by whatever despot happens to be in charge of that country. The money doesn't get down to, you know, people on the ground. If it does get down there, it gets, wasted and squandered. There's all kinds of...
I tell you what, I totally agree with you, and I think that's factual. But, you know, I've seen stuff, you know, studies and reports saying that 90% of the money does not make it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But,
I like buying the bunnies for people. I've been doing that recently. There's this, this website that my wife goes to where she can buy, like pigs and different, you can buy different farm animals for these people. I don't know. For whatever reason, I've liked that recently.
That makes a lot more sense.
I don't know what makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It's sort of like, you know, they're in the biblical days.
Yeah.
You had animals, you know, you had everything, and sort of that's the case there.
Yeah, we've been dishing out bunnies because bunnies, you know, they reproduce. So
very good, Ed. Anything else you want to share?
About the bunnies. But I saw another thing about they're going to be able to use some kind of detection devices now to see if human beings have elevated what would the chemical be? Stimulating our body. I'm going blank. Y'all help me out.
I don't know. Adrenaline?
Adrenaline. They're going to be detected through our blood vessels and stuff. I mean, this is really good.
Oh, is this the laser thing that the TSA or whatever might get there?
They're going to detect adrenaline to see if people are nervous?
I can think so.
Yeah, right. They're going to be able to sense if you feel nervous and stuff. So
pretty much they're going to detect everybody that's coming through there.
That's right.
Right, everybody that's afraid of flying, for instance, might detect all of those folks. Hey, Ed, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. You know, there was some other interesting TSA news recently. Just to recap it for you, one of them was a news story about how the TSA might just be sampling your drink now.
Yeah.
Mm. So if you're sitting there at the restaurant inside the security area, they could walk up to you. You know, and tell you, excuse us, sir, we need to test your drink.
Like, don't mind the eyedropper in your Diet Coke. You know, we need a sample.
That's what it's for real. They're really doing this.
Oh, man.
Sar. What do you guys want to do that for?
Do you guys remember the TSA accidentally published their, you know, relatively not completely classified, but semi-classified procedure manual online?
I recall that.
You know, I mean, I the TSA just needs to go away.
They absolutely do. But to answer your question, Mark, I think the paranoia is the idea that, well, in theory, some terrorist could be working at the restaurant and they could have filled a cup full of, I don't know, acid or whatever it is that they're worried is going to be in the cup, you know, bomb-making material.
So this is inside the
security checked area?
Wow.
Yeah. So randomly they could walk up to you if you're carrying some sort of a drink.
Aren't they supposed to be checking the terrorists, airport workers as they go in?
Well, have you read the articles about, you know, the federal air marshals leaving their firearms in the sterile area of the airport and in the lavatory?
In the bathroom, in the back of the toilets.
I mean, there were some federal air marshals that had to be snuck out of Brazil because they were accused of rape by the government. And the State Department had to sneak them out through unconventional means. I mean, it's
stuff.
Yeah, it's...
Wow. Wouldn't want them to be held to account for their actions.
Yeah, good heavens.
Let's protect these rapists.
Yeah, there's been quite a few drug smugglers working for the federal air marshals, too. They get to fly around the country and...
They're not checked, right?
No, no. You're not subjected to any security screening if you are carrying a firearm.
It's the lure of easy money.
Speaking of drug smuggling, one of the local prison guards here in Cheshire County, one of the local jail guards, has been arrested for smuggling drugs into the jail.
No.
Yeah.
Drugs are illegal.
And jails are the most secure places they've got. I mean, you know, it's funny, but this happens. It happens. When I was in prison, there were a lot of people that, you know, that they caught officers, they'd catch staff, bring in stuff.
That's gonna stop it, right?
Could you buy anything? Like, if you wanted heroin, could you get that in jail?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but not at the price that there was. Basically, the prices were prohibitively high.
Like 10 times.
10 times is really pretty much the going rate. So often people would just say, well, no, I can't afford it or whatever. But yeah, you can get whatever you want.
Right. Well, and then you also have to consider that whatever you want might have been inside someone's large intestine.
Is there a problem with
that? It's usually packed in a balloon or something like that.
Look,
right?
All the water on the planet's been here for 4 billion years. It's all passed through all kinds of other things. You know, big deal.
Yeah.
You know.
So
what if somebody suitcased it? Big deal.
It's just interesting, you know, like, it's just such an insane system. They arrest countless people for possession of drugs. They put them in jail, and then they think that's going to solve the problem. But no, look, it turns out that these jail guards are looking to make a little bit of extra money on the side. They're willing to bring stuff in.
And they want to help, too. I mean, I can tell you that I had guards bring me stuff that wasn't drugs, just bring me things. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted a hand gripper thing to make my forearms bigger. You know, one of those little ears. gripper things.
Exercising.
I got one of the officers to bring it to me.
Sweet.
This is completely against the rules. You know, I needed earplugs because I was sleeping at different times of the day because of my job.
Right.
I got one of the staff members brought me earplugs.
That was ex-contraband, too?
Yep. I had staff bring me food on a regular basis, at least a weekly basis. So, right. I mean, there were all these staff members willing to do these
things. You can't keep the drugs
out. They just want to help.
You can't keep the drugs out of the jail. So now, here in Chester County, we've got a jail full of people who've used drugs. I mean, there's full of them. And then now they're going to be adding one of the jailers to the jail.
Oh, no. They're not going to let him serve a sentence there. They'll send him...
Put him somewhere else.
They'll put him in... Well, he's probably going to go to state prison because it's a Class B felony to introduce contraband. So
he might get a plea deal.
Well, I'm sure he'll have a plea deal, but he's going to serve jail time. There's no way he's going to get away with that.
I think so.
There's no way.
But the point being, now this jail guard is going to be sitting in there. So just filling up the cells, putting warm bodies in there. All these people could be out on the outside doing productive things. They could be working somewhere, feeding their family.
Right. This guy never would have been a jail guard if they weren't throwing people that weren't, you know, harming other people into jail. I mean, it's 90%. It's almost always 90%. I'm sure there are jails out there where there's a larger percentage than 10% of the inmates that are in there for violent crimes. But... Or theft crimes or something like that. I don't even think that theft crimes, certainly not the first couple of times, give somebody an opportunity to pay things back with a punitive amount. I think that's the best solution. But as far as I'm concerned, violent crimes are really the only ones that need to be in jail. And
hey,
huge flight risks.
Brad, you're running for sheriff up in the north part of New Hampshire.
Indeed I am.
In what they call Coos County. It is the least populated of the counties in New Hampshire.
And the most beautiful.
And that is arguable. I think it is probably the most beautiful part of New Hampshire I've ever seen.
It's up there.
Certainly at Rogers Campground is a stunning photo.
Is it Rogers in Coos?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
This is stunning. And, in fact, the picture on our Facebook page was that photo I took at the sunrise at Rogers.
Yeah. Lakes region's pretty impressive, too.
Free Talk Live Facebook page. But I wanted to know, do you have a website up yet?
I do. It's bradforsheriff.com. The website,
oh, that's easy.
Yeah, yeah. The website's not complete yet.
People have trouble with the name Jarvis. Jarvis. They even spell it Jarvis.
Yeah, everyone's been spelling it with a V my whole life. I'm just used to it. I just go with it. But
right.
So on the website, there is a chip-in if you would like to support me.
Oh, great.
I do have to email you back and ask a couple questions if you are kind enough to donate money to my campaign.
Is it only if it goes over a certain amount?
I believe if it's $25. If it's over $25 and it's just some legally required questions that the Secretary of State requires.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, where are you from and what do you do?
So, Brad, former police officer, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know Brad and you know what his experience has been. And now you're actually throwing your hat in the ring. You're going up against an incumbent in a primary.
Yeah. Well,
and you've got, what, about a month or so, a couple months here to raise some money?
61 days till the primary, but thank you very much for letting me plug the website.
Bradforsheriff.com.
Bradforsheriff.com.
All right, more tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.